Go for Sheldon.
Hi Sheldon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Oh, you probably got the runs.
Yeah.
I know how that feels. I know.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I know how that feels. That's the reason I had surgery. Yeah,
Happens to
I know.
us.
Are you taking anything with it?
No, it's just something temporary. It's temporary. It's not anything. It's a problem.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna tell you some remedies that you could get from outside.
I just have to have fun when I eat like really spicy food, so
Oh.
yeah.
Oh boy.
That's
Well,
just
has a...
response. There's no problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well. Oh my God. Wow. Well, as long as you're feeling better, that's the main thing.
Yep. Let's see. We were talking about your carpal tunnel surgery and the aftermath. I think you told me a bit about the surgery, that it went well, and how did you, like, once the surgery was done, what was the aftermath? How did it go? How did it improve your general, lifestyle?
Well, after the surgery, the doctor wanted to see me after 2, 3 months, I believe, to see how I was managing of picking up stuff and carrying stuff. So she tested me, and I did good. My hand is more stronger now than it was before, let's put it that way. And she was very pleased of the outcome, because I followed everything what she told me to do. So after that, she was asking me, was I able to carry the baby? And I told her, yeah, thank God, no dropping. I was being very careful, putting the baby from bassinet to the bed, not too far away, so it won't be too heavy for me to carry. And from there, she saw, and I passed the test.
That's good. That's good.
Thank God. Oh yeah.
So chapter
Now who?
one.
Now if I hit somebody, they feel it. Yeah, they're like, oh my God, Karen, you didn't have this strong grip, and it's like you playing baseball. And I'm like, yeah, so imagine.
That's good. That's good.
No, yeah. Yeah, so I'm happy in that aspect.
Perfect. Looking at the outline, we have the next chapter starts at like 2014. That's chapter 7. So, did anything happen like at 2010 with the surgery from all the way to 2014? There's how was your life? What were you doing? What was going on?
Let me see. I went to. Let me see, hold on. I ended up going back to school. So let me see. I ended up getting my bachelor's. What year is this?
Last.
2013.
What are these bachelors in?
I ended up getting my bachelor's 2013.
In what? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you, that's why. Business Administration Management.
Business Administration Management. Okay. And what, did you take a student loan, or were you working through that at the same time, like, having a job and also studying? How did you manage all of that?
Oh, well, first, before I began the school, I requested to get a student loan. So, before I got accepted, I also needed to finish. I needed to finish my associates.
Okay.
So I had to go back to school and finish it.
I
So I
see.
got two things in one shot deal.
So, how did you manage school given you had two little kids?
Oh, that was a handful, let's put it that way. So Christopher, 2010. 2010, I had my surgery. Now I gotta rewind. So we're talking 2000. You want to know the year, which one?
Basically, between 2010 to 2014, you said you got your master's degree, right? So for your bachelor's
mm-hmm.
degree, while you were doing it, you had two little kids. How did you manage doing your bachelor's degree and taking care of your kids?
Okay. I also found out during that process that there was night school. So I was going to school four times a night,
mm-hmm.
and Anthony was watching the babies at nighttime because it wasn't too much of hours going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like about 6 o'clock to 9.
I see. It's
mm-hmm.
So because of low hours, you were able to manage and your husband.
Yeah, because it was night hours, and the kids were already, you know, a little bit bigger, you could say, and that's when we started managing and seeing the bright side a little bit.
I see. So I think we have enough information for a further chapter. Because then
yes.
We have to talk about, like, chapter 7 becomes, like, that's where the main thing starts, which is your thyroids and, being removed due to cancer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now, how
that's
is it that we say?
That's a whole chapter.
Oh, yes. That's another story.
Yeah. Because, like, the next chapters are going to be, like, the tough ones, which is going to be first the cancer, then the recovery phase.
Oh, yeah.
To go through and be get to 2019. Okay. Which
mm-hmm.
you have a fallopian tube and cervix removed. So
yes.
A lot. And then
mm-hmm.
the recovery stage again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get back to it piece by piece again. I'll provide the entire
report
to the team. I'll develop it after probably by next week. And we'll work
okay.
Okay?
No problem. And we'll keep in touch the way we're doing.
How is your recovery going so far?
So far, so good. I spoke to the doctor, the medical secretary yesterday, and she said she's going to speak to the doctor and see supposedly how fast I could start working.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it looks, it has to be like light duties. So I just got to let the agency know what they suggested for me to do,
mm-hmm.
see what they tell me. But I asked her also if she could write me a letter
mm-hmm.
so I could send to my agency. So I'm waiting for that letter.
Yeah, you should have a medical letter so, you know.
Yeah, explaining, yeah.
Yeah,
so I yeah, that's why.
Situation.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm waiting for. I spoke to her yesterday, and she was telling me, Karen, supposedly it takes 4 weeks for recovery. So I said, oh, okay, so that's even better for me, but I don't want to jump the gun because I have an appointment with him November 10th. So he might say something different. I don't know, but let's see. I'm just waiting on the letter. Yeah.
I understand.
Yep.
It is a tough situation, but you'll get through it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have to. I've been through a lot already.
Yeah, according to your book, you've been through a lot of shit, so.
Exactly. Bueno, so we'll be in touch then.
Perfect. We'll be in touch. Take care of yourself, okay?
Alrighty. You too. Alrighty. Bye-bye.